This is Crossing Paths, written by Rua, read by Mistborn Hero, a Stormlight Archive podfic rated for general audiences, featuring the relationship Seth and Rushu, as well as Seth and Nightblood. It is tagged for Post-Oathbringer, Before Rhythm of War, First Meeting, Mental Health Issues, Canon Divergence. Summary: Seth returns to Urethru after retrieving the strange sphere Gavilar gave him over 6 years ago. Navani comes to ask him questions, accompanied by someone new. Rushu wonders about Seth's story and is dissatisfied with Navani's insistence that he is dangerous. She is convinced that there's more to him than his reputation implies. Seth's son, Honor, hovered above a raging high storm, the clouds roiled below him, lit from within by flashes of lightning. He stayed in place with a half flashing upward, his light constantly renewed by the storm. The sky above him was an infinite blue expanse, and the sun was bright and unobscured, its light reflecting from the cloud tops and the peaks of the mountain around Seth. The upper levels of Urethru protruded into the open sky ahead, the thick layer of clouds surrounding the tower city. Seth's time in the open air was limited. He was returning to his imprisonment, bringing with him the strange black sphere that King Gavilar had given him more than 6 years before. He had told Navani Colleen of the sphere, and Dalinar had ordered him to retrieve it. Seth had done so, traveling to the place in Jakebed where he had hidden the sphere so long ago. He was now bringing it back to its rightful owner. The main body of the high storm eventually passed, and Seth lashed himself downward, descending through the trailing clouds into the rain of the Riddens. He landed on the plateau before Urethru's main entrance. He approached, and two guards in blue immediately moved to intercept him.
"The queen is waiting for you, assassin,"
one of the men said. Seth nodded, allowing the guard to relieve him of the pouch of spheres he had been given for his flight to Jakebed. The second guard walked into the tower, gesturing for Seth to follow. He did. The first guard closed behind him. The two guards escorted Seth back to his prison cell, then closed and locked the iron bars behind him. The second guard checked that they were secured. Then the two men turned and went to their stations at either end of the empty hallway outside Seth's cell. Seth removed his sword from the harness he wore across his back, then, carefully, placed the weapon on the stone lip that ran along the back of the cell. He sat beside the sword, waiting for Navani Colleen to come for the sphere he had retrieved.
"We should have fought those guards," the sword said in Seth's mind. "They are evil, right?"
"No, Sword Nimi," Seth said.
"But they locked you in here."
"It is necessary. I cannot be trusted." Seth had explained this to the weapon before, but this seemed to be one of the things it seemed to be unable to remember for long.
"Basher drew me all the time," the sword said petulantly. "Things were so much more interesting when he carried me."
Seth heard footsteps approaching outside and looked through the bars. A few moments later, two people stopped outside his cell. One was Navani Colleen, and the other was an Alethi woman Seth did not know.
She was dressed in the robes of an ardent, and her head was shaved. She was nearly as tall as Navani, and had fine features. Navani looked at Seth, her gaze hard. "Do you have the sphere?"
"Yes," Seth said. He stood and approached the bars, removing the odd sphere from his pocket. It glowed with a strange dark light, even still. He reached through the bars and placed the sphere on the ground. Then withdrew again. The Ardent picked up the sphere, examining it closely. She patted at the pockets of her robe, then frowned.
"I don't have my jeweler's loop, but something is odd about this sphere, Navani. What is it?"
"I don't know," Navani said, "but I think it is important."
She extended a hand, and after a moment, the Ardent placed the sphere in her open palm. Navani turned her attention back to Seth.
"What did Gavilar tell you about this sphere?"
"He only said that his enemies must not take it," Seth said, remembering the night he had assassinated Gavilar Colin.
"Did he explain anything about its nature to you?"
"No," Seth said. Those words were among the last he spoke.
"Did he say who his enemies were?"
"He mentioned some names,"
Seth said. He could remember Gavilar's pain-ridden face and the plank of wood that had impaled his side. He remembered Gavilar's instruction about the sphere and the last words he had spoken. He did not remember the names Gavilar had spoken in his last moments, however.
"What were those names?" Navani asked.
"I do not remember,"
Navani grimaced.
"Who are you?" the Ardent asked suddenly. She looked through the bars of Seth's cell, her eyes focused on him with a keen interest.
"You know who he is," Navani said impatiently. "Focus, Rushu."
"Yes," the Ardent, Rushu, said. "I know his reputation. That isn't what I want to know." She addressed Seth again.
"Who are you? As a person, I mean."
Seth was dangerous. He had become a destroyer. He existed for only one purpose, and that purpose was to bring retribution to those who had wrongly exiled him. He met Rushu's eyes.
"I am a killer, Ardent Rushu," he said softly.
Navani placed her right hand on one of Rushu's arms.
"It is time to go, Rushu. We need to study that sphere."
"Wait a moment, Brightness," Rushu said. "I have more questions."
Navani sighed, but remained where she was.
"Don't the Shin believe that killing is wrong?" Rushu asked Seth. Seth remembered the teaching of his youth. "Everything that is alive works together to add to the world. Men are the exception. We must work to resist our innate destructive nature."
"Yes," he said in answer to Rushu's question.
"How can you be a killer then? Do you believe something different from the rest of your people?"
Seth closed his eyes, listening to the voices of the dead condemn him from the darkness.
"I was bound to an oathstone," he said. "I thought I had no choice. I destroyed myself."
"What do you mean?" Rushu asked.
"Let's go, Rushu," Navani said sharply. "It is time to move on."
When Seth opened his eyes, Navani and Rushu were gone.
Rushu reluctantly let Navani pull her away from Seth's cell. She had more questions she wanted to ask. What
was an oathstone, how had Seth been bound to it? What had he done before he had become an assassin? How had he ended up here in Urethru? What was the sphere he had retrieved? Those questions were only the beginning. Why did we have to go so quickly? Rushu asked Navani.
He's unstable, Navani said. He isn't safe.
Rushu thought about that. Seth had seemed unwell. She had felt a shiver when he had calmly declared himself as a killer. Still, he seemed capable of understanding and answering questions. There was clearly more to him that Rushu hadn't discovered. That's not a real answer, she objected to Navani. He's in a cell, and I only wanted to ask questions. I don't think he would have harmed me.
Did you see the sword he has? Navani asked.
Rushu had. She had never seen a shard blade in a sheath before. She wondered why the hilt was black, and what properties the sword had.
I did, she said. It can cut through almost anything. Seth could escape that cell any time.
Then why hasn't he? Rushu asked. The question was obvious to her. If Seth could have escaped whenever he wanted but hadn't done so, there had to be a reason.
Navani sighed. It doesn't matter.
I would think that it does, Rushu said.
I'm done talking about the assassin, Navani said shortly. I'll let you read the notes I've taken, but it is time to focus on something else now.
Rushu looked down. She had asked too many questions again. She only wanted to understand the world around her, but others often didn't appreciate her attempts. Very well, she said quietly. She would have to content herself with learning about Seth secondhand. The end. Thank you for listening. This has been recorded for ITPE 2023 as a treat for Kitana. I hope you enjoyed. I don't actually know your favorite characters in the Cosmere, but I liked this fic when I was browsing through them looking for something for you. And I thought maybe you might like it. I hope you do anyway. I feel like I'm mostly indulging my own desire to record Cosmere fics when I see someone requesting Cosmere and do that. So thank you a lot for requesting the fandom, and thank everyone else for listening, and thank Rua for giving me permission to podfic this week. And I hope you all enjoyed, and please remember to drink some water today.